To check for pulsus paradoxus, first inflate the cuff to approximately 30 millimeters of mercury higher than the previously determined systolic pressure. Then, deflate at the rate of about 2 millimeters of mercury per second. If pulsus paradoxus is present, the first Korotkov cough sound is intermittent and occurs just during expiration. Note the reading, which corresponds to higher systolic blood pressure on expiration. Continue to deflate the cuff at 2 millimeters of mercury per second until the Korotkov cough sounds are audible on both expiration and inspiration, that is, with every heartbeat. Note this reading as well, which corresponds to lower systolic blood pressure on inspiration.